From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Politicians of both parties agree that too much government regulation hobbles the nation's economy. Here's how President Bush put it in his standard campaign stump speech last fall.
Make sure jobs are here in America, to make sure we continue to be a place where people can realize their dreams. America must be the best place in the world to do business. We need to reduce the burden of regulations on our job creators.
In the 1990s, Democratic President Bill Clinton spent two terms trying to reduce regulation. But those rules are not just rhetorical whipping boys. They're also a major part of the lobbying industry. Fights over rulemaking in the agencies can be as bitter and protracted as any on Capitol Hill. Today, NPR begins a series of stories on those battles with a report on changes at the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, known as OSHA, and we begin with NPR's Peter Overby.
OSHA, with its power to set workplace standards and penalize companies that violate them, used to be one of the two regulatory agencies that American business feared the most. The other was the Environmental Protection Agency. EPA still causes trouble, but the word around Washington is that OSHA is no longer much of a problem. Under John Henshaw, its administrator from 2001 until last Friday, OSHA changed course with a speed not often seen in government. In 40 months, Henshaw, a former health and safety chief for the chemical company Monsanto, lopped 36 proposed regulations from the agency's agenda, and he funneled money into cooperative efforts with industry. In an interview shortly before he left, Henshaw said he had done what he set out to do.
It goes down to what I call the triple bottom line, is injuries, illnesses, and fatality reductions. That is a success.
Or at least two-thirds of a success. Injuries and illnesses went down in 2003, although 25 more workers died than the year before. Henshaw sees these statistics as lagging indicators. OSHA hasn't relaxed its enforcement, and he says that with his new system settling into place, the triple bottom line will keep getting better.
I'm here for the worker, and I'm not here for organized labor. I'm not here for business. I'm not here for anybody except for the worker, and to assure their safety and health.
Henshaw wouldn't have had to look far to see some of those workers. Just across the street from the OSHA administrator's office is a massive construction site. One thing OSHA has never done, not under the Democrats, not under the Republicans, is mandate hearing protection for construction workers who work around heavy machinery.
So a lot of construction workers lose their hearing. All other workers have that protection.
Peg Seminario is health and safety director for the AFL-CIO.
Simple matter, a serious hazard. That was scheduled for action, and now we see as of this week, it's been relegated to long-term action, next action undetermined.
If Seminario sounds frustrated, that's because organized labor used to think OSHA was its friend. Seminario's office, stacked high with papers, is barely a stone's throw from the White House. But for all the good that's done her lately, she might as well be in Washington State. In an interview, she pulled out a 5-page list, all of the proposed safety rules that Henshaw took off OSHA's regulatory agenda.
Toxic chemical exposures, withdrawn. Metalworking fluids, withdrawn. Flammable and combustible liquids, withdrawn. Reactive chemicals, which kill people, those explosions, withdrawn. And just dozens and dozens of rules that were withdrawn and taken off the agenda, no longer under development.
Last month, OSHA reported that it has just 2 economically significant regulations under consideration. One other big regulation is also in the works because a court ordered OSHA to do it. Henshaw said this cutback isn't hurting workers, it's just being honest.
Some people think, well, we took that off, we stopped working on it. The fact is, we weren't working on it anyway. Because it does provide political cover for people, including me. I could say it's on the regulatory agenda, get off my back. But that's a dishonest representation of what we're doing.
What OSHA has done is turn away from regulating. Less stick, more carrot. Now its goal is to work with industry instead of mandating health and safety standards. Many of these partnerships with industry are done under old OSHA programs, programs that require participation by workers, too. But Henshaw also encouraged new, less formal alliances, and these alliances don't have to play by the same rules.
Now, a trade association, they don't represent unions. They represent the manufacturers or the employers. And if they don't want a union involved, that's their choice.
Mark Friedman, director of labor law policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, said there's no reason why workers should have a voice in negotiating health and safety policies.
The relationship is between OSHA and the employer. That's a statutory legal relationship. OSHA does not enforce against employees.
That's not the only way in which previous policies at OSHA have been stood on their head. OSHA used to recruit its top appointees from state agencies and job safety organizations. In the Bush administration, it draws appointees from pro-business and anti-regulatory advocacy groups. At the National Federation of Independent Business, regulatory policy manager Andrew Langer says that when he had a problem with OSHA, he could call an old colleague who had gone to work there.
And that's really what is the most beneficial about having folks that you know over there, is because they can put you in touch with and set you up in meetings with the career folks who are doing that, you know, yeoman's work over there. And really explain your position to those people. They may not listen to you. They may be hostile, but the fact is you're getting an audience and you're at least there making your concerns heard.
Henshaw, his job done at OSHA, says he's going to become a consultant. His replacement, at least temporarily, is Jonathan Snare, a political appointee from the Labor Department's legal shop. Snare focused on OSHA issues at Labor, according to the department's official announcement. The announcement didn't say that Snare is also a director of the Republican National Lawyers Association, or that he used to be counsel to the Texas Republican Party, or that he used to represent corporations in labor law disputes. The kind of qualifications that OSHA's old friends in the labor unions could never have imagined. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.